بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Inshallah, today we will be discussing the eighth night of the Tarawih section. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins with mentioning the booty, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions that one-fifth of the booty shall be given to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the relatives, the poor, the orphans and the travelers, and the rest of the, meaning the four parts, it will be distributed between the Mujahideen, those Muslim soldiers who took part in that certain battle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we should obey Him, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not to fall into dispute with each other, for then we will become cowardly and your strength will be lost. Allah says, be patient, for verily Allah is with the patient ones. Prisoners of war have also been discussed. Allah says we should not capture them merely to with the intention of earning some ransom money. Towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He urges the Muslim to keep religious objectives in mind when migrating and when waging war. Earning the booty must never be the objective, meaning we should not go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for worldly causes, meaning just to get the booty and some sort of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also mentions and outlines a principle of inheritance. When He says that those who are relatives are closer to each other in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. The next surah is Surah Tawbah, because it contains and mentions the tawbah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from those who failed to participate in the battle of Tabuk. It is also called Surah Bara', because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolves Himself and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from what the kuffar and disbelievers used to do and what they believe in. So Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are bara', meaning are absolved from their mindset and from what they do. The surah of Surah Tawbah, it mentions the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, which the Mushrikeen of Makkah eventually broke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, and Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have absolved themselves from those Mushrikeen with whom you have made a treaty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions the proclamation that His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made on the day of the greater Hajj, that verily Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are absolved from the Mushrikeen. After this announcement and declaration, all the Mushrikeen were banned from entering the Haram and from performing the Tawaf. This surah, it details the recipients of zakat, which are 8: the poor, the slaves who are buying their freedom, the destitute, those in debt, the collectors of zakat, those in Allah's path, those who need to be inclined to Islam, and number 8, the travelers. So these are the people that can take zakat, but Obviously, it has a lot of information to be read and to be learnt, which can be learned from the scholars of Deen. In Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the following subjects and matters. One is that certain matters are mentioned and their related incidents. The treaty of the Mushrikeen and the declaration of being absolved from all the disbelievers and the Mushrikeen. And the prohibition of fighting during the days of Hajj. Also the restriction of entry into the Haram for the non-Muslim. The command for the Ahli Kitab, meaning the Jews and the Christians, to either accept Islam or to pay the jizya. What has also been mentioned is the reapproaching for those who were not going ahead in participating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we mentioned above, He also mentions the recipients of zakat. And the last one, the subject or the topic that has been discussed in the surah is identifying the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and identifying the mu'mineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and the ability to practice upon the beautiful guidelines and the teaching of Islam. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين آمين.